in chapter 8, right?
Hey.
Another reproach to the understanding of tshuva iloi. Ki hine mekor v'shoresh ha'chet v'atzimtzum. The source and the roots of a sin is tzimtzum, is a very narrow and constricted view. That all the person sees is himself and his desire that is enticing him. And it is because the person doesn't have a more broad outlook. He added a word to the pasuk. Kol doesn't sound much in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, lift up your eyes to heaven and realize who created all of this. Meaning, if somebody only would have the ability of be able to broaden their view and not only see themselves, they would realize that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. But at the time of the Nisoyan, a person doesn't see the Creator that is standing over him and sees all of his actions. He doesn't see the godliness and the greatness of Hashem, Shememalim Kol Alman, that fills all of the worlds, v'les asar ponim inay, and that there is no place that is void of His presence. And the person also doesn't see, because of his narrow view, the person doesn't see his goal and his purpose in this world. And the person also doesn't see what he would merit and what he would achieve if he would only overcome this animalistic desire. But unfortunately, while a person's Yetzahara has enclosed himself upon him, the person is in a very, very narrow place. Chazal say that a person does not do an aveira unless a spirit of folly has entered him. And that spirit of folly, he's saying, is this narrow view. The person is not able to see beyond their Daladamas. But when the person is able to go out of the Tzimtzum, Lamerchav, into a broader place, which usually happens right after the Chet, and all of the desires are repulsive to him. Because the source of these taivis are tzimtzum, are narrowness, contraction, constriction.
Doesn't mean it.
What?
Tzimtzum doesn't contract.
Tzimtzum means contracting. Aldeham Rabbi Kodesh, Rabbi Bisrael Marizhin, Schusi Yogan Adainu, on this the Helig Rizhin has said, Rabbeinu Shalom, אני מברך אותך על המעזה וגם על המעבור. רבי שלום, I'm prepared to forego on this world and on the world to come. ובלבד שתוירו עיניים, but as long as you let me see what I need to see, ולהסתובבו בו על המעזה כבהמס. And I shouldn't, that we shouldn't be walking around in this world like animals. Yeah. So, but basically what he's saying is that the if a person would only be able to see beyond himself, then the person wouldn't come to sin. Be able to see what it would be able to see what the repercussions are, what the consequences are, what the in this world and in the world to come, and the advantages of overcoming the Nisayon. If we be able to see all that in advance,
then why make it so difficult?
It's all part of the Nisayon.
That's what I'm saying. What would the test be?
So, no. Why make it so difficult to grasp that? If we understood that, then we wouldn't. So why make that part so difficult? That's not enough of it. If we understood the performing the chet would cause all these other repercussions, then we wouldn't do it. Why make seeing that part so difficult?
That's probably the same.
For the whole package to begin with.
It's a general rule. It falls into this general rule of being subjective or objective in any situation in life. When a person is in a situation, the person is subjective. And they can't see anything but themselves. It's not necessarily an avera. It's in any situation in life. A person that is in the situation can't see the truth. Now you need someone from the outside to say, hey, you're not thinking straight. You're not being objective. And an avera is no less of that type of situation where the person is totally nogeya, the person is totally subjective, and therefore just can't see the truth.
So we're cooked.
What?
So we're cooked.
You're cooked unless you are able to somehow remove yourself at the time of an assign. And remove yourself from the equation and see things with the true light. There are people that when it comes to matters of decisions that they need to make and they understand that they're subjective, they won't make a decision. They have the seichel to go ask somebody else. Right? Does that mean that you're cooked and you can never make a decision in your life? No. I could make decisions, but I won't use my own cycle when I know that I am subjective.
Well, that works when the decision is can wait. When you're in the moment, you got to be able to make that decision on your own.
Yeah. The difference here is that in this case you really know what's right and what's wrong. You know what's right and what's wrong. It's just that you're not seeing how terrible it is or how great the advantages is of overcoming. It's not that you have a question here what's right and what's wrong. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how he teaches us how to deal with this. Chesed v'harachmim. Now the attribute of Chesed and Rachmim, he is pashtus mituvay v'chazdai, is a expansion of Hashem's goodness and His kindness. Right? That's what Chesed is. Chesed is expansion. To give. That's what kindness is. Umidas HaGevura V'Hadin, and the attribute of Gevura and Din is Tzimtzum, is contraction. Umidas HaSimcha, joy, is Pashtus. That belongs to Chesed. Right, that's expansion. Atzus, sadness. Depression. Simson, that's contraction. Person closes up. The Gemara tells the story in Gittin that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was smuggled out of Yerushalayim to see the general, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai notified the general that he was king. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had seen with his Ruach HaKodesh that the king of Rome had died, and that this general had become king. So he notified the king that the general he became king, and then ultimately a messenger came and notified him that he became king. And the general had taken off his shoes, the Gemara said, and he tried, and he heard this, you know, he tried putting his shoe back on, and it didn't fit. So he asked the Rebbe, why doesn't my shoe fit? He said, because simcha causes a person to expand.
Is that what this is?
that explains a lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's
a little too much simcha. Like Gregory was saying about Ava, that Ava is the danger of Ava.
Right. And so he told us, how am I going to get out of here without any shoes? So he said, have somebody that you dislike pass by before you.
His
foot shrank.
Park Street.
Reka Achet Vatzimtzum, Reka Atshuva Yitzchin HaMelech. So also, the basis of Chet, as we just mentioned, is Tzimtzum, is contraction. And the basis of Tshuva is going out into a broader place, expansion. There is Tomedes Avoyrei, to constantly see the Creator. But the Ksuv, it says in the Pasuk, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. Right? I place Hashem before me at all times. Sheira Samedach HaGodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymed Olav. The person should see the great King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, standing over him, V'roi V'chol Masav, and seeing all of his actions. V'v'chines Tunes Hashem Yavit. The concept of, that is written by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was able to see the image of Hashem. Every person has to be able to see the image of Hashem constantly over them. And then the concept of the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem will be fulfilled by this person. Meaning, wherever he looks, that's what he sees. He sees it Rabbeinu Shlomo. That is tshuva, umida keneged mida, but the mida that is the opposite of this mida is kishachoite, when the person sins, misgaberas midas adin, the attribute of din overcomes, shehi tzimtzum, which is contraction, umachitas mafsika is beinat beinav v'shuva shemayim, and now there are barriers that separate between him and his Father in heaven, shezegamachin tzimtzum, that's also contraction. And then when the person does tshuva and he goes out into a broader place, then chesed and rachamim, kindness and compassion are awakened upon him, and all the barriers fall away. We can include this in the words of the Rambam that says, even though blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah is a decree of Hashem, and we aren't supposed to give reasons to Hashem's decrees, Ramaz Yashpay, but there still is a symbolism, Kolaymar, which is Uru Yishenim Mishinascha, awaken those who sleep from their sleep, and Nirdamim Ekitz Metedamascha, and when those who slumber awaken from your slumber, chivsu b'maseichem, and look through your actions. Better word for that.
Examine
your actions. Because the concept of sleep is also a concept of contraction. The person is not able then to see or to go out of their place. The person is then totally shrunken into their selves. I sleep. I see things a lot.
And we also have in Torah people seeing things in dreams. Right.
As long as you're not seeing cows.
What?
Yes.
The story you told about the butcher and the cow.
When a person awakens, it is going out from his is going out into the broad. So now he can do whatever he wants to do. As we make a bracha every morning, that Hashem releases those who are in captivity, meaning that while we were sleeping, we were in captivity. When we awaken, we are out of captivity. This is also hinted to in the Medrash. Or, light, zemaseim shel tzaddikim. This is a reference to the actions of the tzaddikim. Choshech, darkness, zemaseim shel rishayim. That's a reference to the actions of the rishayim. So what is darkness? Darkness is tzimtzum. It causes that a person can't see in the distance. And that is what the actions of the Rishonim are all about. When the taiva is burning within them, they are not able to see the Rabbeinu Shalom. Who sees their actions. And they're also not concerned about the fear of the punishment of Tzofei Lehem that awaits them. As the Pasuk says, their actions are in the darkness. But light, is the concept of broadness. His eyes are able to see even to the distance. That is a reference to the actions of the tzaddikim. With the Or calls that, and in the light of all this, Yeshloimar, the Gam v'in Yeshuva Yeshbeiz b'chinas Eilu, Ha'Eilu, that in Tshuva there's also both of these concepts. Yesh Tshuva mitoch Tzimtzum, there's Tshuva within the Tzimtzum, meaning Ava Bisha Choyze v'Tshuva, even though he's doing Tshuva, Ach Tshuva Sayim mitoch Katmiz Adaz v'Tzimtzum, his Tshuva is within a smallness of the mind and a narrowness, and out of fear of punishment. Yes, tshuva mitzvah galdus amaychan. And there's tshuva that comes from a greatness of the mind. Mitzvah yitzio l'merach of ein soifi, and which comes from the fact that the person has been able to break through the tzimtzum and see the truth. Is because he feels the tremendous pleasure that there is in loving and being close to Hashem, and by serving Him and learning His Torah. And then automatically, all of the pleasures and animalistic desires. Animalistic and repulsive desires become repulsed in his eyes. That is tshuva iloh. Shemachzira Yehudi the shorsha the makoda. It brings a Jew back to his root and his source. Gam achrei shechot v'bekomim kashim. Even after the person has sinned with very difficult averus. This is hinted to in the pasuk. We say by Halal, "Menametzar karasi ka." I call you from the narrowness, Anani v'amerchavka. Answer me in broadness. Gam im kishakarasi ka. Hayisi v'b'chines min ha'meitza karasi ka. Even though when I called out to Hashem, I was still in a concept of min ha'meitza. I was calling out from the tzimtzum. Meaning that was a tshuva out of smallness of the mind and fear of punishment. Answer me in a broad place. Meaning, illuminate my mind. Allow me to see things in a broad sense. I want my tshuva to be out of experiencing the tremendous pleasure that there is in the love and the closeness to Hashem. I want to see the Rabbeinu Shleidam in all of creation. And this is what we ask of Hashem. Take my soul out of its captivity. Because when a person is in tzimtzum, it's as if he's in captivity. Like somebody who's in jail that can't go out. Who say on tzimtzum, that is the peak of tzimtzum. That is why Chazal says suma chashuv kemeis, that somebody who is blind is considered dead. Since he doesn't see anything, he is in the peak of tzimtzum, shechashuv kemeis, that is considered as if someone was dead. The same thing applies. If the person doesn't see the greatness of Hashem, so he is spiritually blind. His vision is the peak of tzimtzum. Kasha yoytzel americhav, and the person is able to go out into a broader place, spiritually broader place. Then the following pasuk comes to life. Lefkoyach einayim ivrois, that Hashem opens up the eyes of the blind, lahitzi memazgir asir, to take out from captivity the captive, the beis kelo yesh rechoshech, from the dungeons, those who sit in darkness.
Is this related to the internal politics of separating us from Hashem?
Oh, obviously.
This is what all this Pesach stuff is all about.
There's definitely the relation here.
When he was cursing out Hametzar,
yeah.
So he's basically saying that even if your tshuva was in a Bechina Simpson, that Hashem will.
We're asking Hashem to illuminate our eyes that we should be able to do tshuva.
And, not that at that point the Jew would be considered
should be about nine
right.
Feathers.
Right.
Shuvah b'b'chinas geiros. This chapter is called Shuvah is a concept of geiros. A person who becomes a bal Shuvah, it is as if they become a geir. The Rambam writes, "V'zeh l'shanya." These are his words. Mahi atshuva? What is tshuva? Hushiyazay v'achoyte chetay. That is that the sinner should desert their sin. V'yosiroy memachshavtoy. He should eliminate it from his thought. V'yigmar v'liboy, and he should resolve in his heart. Shulay yaseyoy, that he will never do it again. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Yazov Rosha Darkoi, the Rosha should desert their ways. So also the person should regret, their path. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Achrei Shuvi Nichamti, after I have returned, I have regretted. V'yoyed all of Yudea Talumois, and he who knows the hidden should testify upon him, Shelo Yoshev Lezeh Achet Lo'olam, that he will never go back to this sin forever. And the person needs to confess with his lips. And he has to say these concepts that he has resolved in his heart. Those are the words of the Rambam. From the words of the Rambam, he says, "V'yoyed all of Yedeya Talumais," that he who knows the hidden should be able to testify that he'll never do it again. Shekozvam ve'emtza, the Rambam writes this in middle. Beina halachas hamutalim al tshuva la'asos. He writes it in between the halachas that are the obligation of the Baal Tshuva to do. Shiyazim chetoy, that he needs to desert his sin. Yasirah memashavta, he needs to remove it from his thoughts. Shetzorah lizvah lizbefiv, and he has to confess with his mouth. One of those things that he mentioned was that Hashem, he who knows the hidden, has to testify upon him that he'll never do it again. Mashma kizak ki gamzem huzval avat tshuva. It seems from the words of the Rambam that this also is one of the obligations of the Baal Tshuva. That the resolution that he will never do it again should be so absolute by him until the person feels that Hashem, who knows the hidden, is able to testify upon that he will never repeat the sin again. As long as a person doesn't feel that way, as long as a person doesn't feel that Hashem can testify that I'll never do it again, so it is not yet considered that he has resolved never to do it again. As the Chasev Chasidim brings the words of the Rambam in the following way, that person should say, I call Hashem to testify that I will never repeat the sin again. So it is part of the obligation of the Baal Tshuva that his resolution should be so strong to the point that Hashem should be able to testify that I'll never do it again. You continue. Thank you.